Bay. From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Stations are just joining us on the Common Sense Network. We've had 1 hour go by and you missed a good program, but we're going to make it lively the second hour and glad you're spending some time with us. Last hour, we talked a little bit about the obesity epidemic in this country, the fact that so many people are so overweight, and yet we all love to eat, and man, they can be tasty. You curl up with a good French fry, a cracker, some kind of a snack food. Tastes so good. There may be a reason why it tastes so good. There may be some chemical attraction you don't know about, and we're going to talk about it here right now. My guest is Doug Inglesby. He's founder of All-in-One Supplements. He's a nutrition expert, and I want to pose some questions to him today about all that good flavor you're putting in your mouth and maybe what makes that flavor what it is, and ask the question, how good is it really for you? Doug, welcome to the program today.
Good to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
And Doug, I raise that question because you have written extensively about the chemicals that trick the brain into what's being eaten smells and tastes so delicious. It just tastes so good, you just can't put it down, and yet there are thousands of chemists working around the clock to create these taste buds to attract us, and it's not all for the good, is it?
Well, no, they're actually working to make it as addictive as possible, I think, you know, because the brain, it responds to certain tastes, certain flavors, and the more intense they are, the more you're attracted to it, the more you want to go back to it. And the problem is that they're wrapping these, you know, very intense chemical flavors around products that are supposed to be food but really aren't. And so people are eating a lot of hollow calories and they're not getting the nutrition that they need. And, you know, that's one of the main reasons why we have the obesity problem we have now is this. All these processed foods are, you know, basically what we're eating. That's what our choice is.
So basically you're saying that chemicals are produced by food companies to fool our eyes and brains and taste buds. They're basically trying to make the food so irresistible and that we just keep craving them and you kind of get hooked on them, and it's all done through chemicals. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's, you know, a number of companies that specialize in this. And, you know, the tricky thing, Jim, is that, you know, if we actually had to list the chemicals, like, for example, I don't even know if I can read all of these. There's a paragraph here of, you know, 4-methylpropanone, methylandalate, methylbenzone. Those are just the methyl compounds. And it goes on for, you know, another paragraph. And that's the chemicals that are used to make a strawberry milkshake taste like a strawberry, you know. But they're very minute amounts of chemicals. So they can be, because of the power of the food lobby, in the industry, when it comes to labeling laws, they can basically just say natural flavors at the end of the list of ingredients that are in the product. So, and because they're a small amount, it's all the way at the bottom. And if there was one part, even one of the chemicals had a natural beginning, let's say mint oil or something like that, then they can say natural flavors, even though it's a number of, you know, synthetic chemicals, basically.
Unbelievable, because, you know, you and I think, or I think that natural means it is, you know, natural foods are grown out of the garden or the things there's no processing involved. And what you're saying is that a number of these companies are taking the word natural, changing the whole format, injecting chemicals, and it's not natural at all. You're really taking in the chemicals.
Right. Well, they managed to get the labeling laws so that if they have like one little part of it that's natural in there, just one, then they can say the word natural flavors. And oftentimes when you pick up a package and you read it, it'll say artificial flavors. So even those don't even have anything natural in it at all. And, you know, one of the reasons that it happens is because, you know, 90% of our food budget in the United States is spent probably more than 90% on processed foods, microwavable meals, things you can prepare quickly. And oftentimes these meals have been prepared, you know, maybe 6 months, sometimes up to a year before it actually comes out of your freezer and goes into your microwave. You know, it's got to go through the chain of distribution. It's got to sit in the freezer rack. And so if you take food and you process it to that degree, it doesn't have any flavor left. And so they've managed with this little, you know, a potpourri of chemicals to make it taste like the picture on the box. If they didn't do that, it would probably taste a lot like the box.
Yeah,
so
right.
This is one of the reasons that they're doing it. But the problem is Americans are getting tricked. You know, they see the picture on the box and they see there is, you know, say it's a chicken dish or something. They do see chicken on the label and there is probably some chicken in there, but you know, there's all kinds of other things that make it crispy tasting or make it smooth tasting and all these things. You know, being in the industry like I have for all the years I've been doing it, I get all the food magazines from the industry and it's amazing the additives that are out there. Things that can make it crunchy, things that'll make it smooth, things that'll make it taste, you know, however you want it to taste. And the flavorings are probably the most, that's the one that tricks the mind the most. And like you were saying earlier, it's also one of the most addictive components of the whole processed food chain.
Well, now what about all these labels that are on the food? I mean, do food companies have to reveal all the chemicals contained in their products? Is that required by federal law or not?
No. No, I wish they would, because it would probably, people would take a double take and maybe move on and pick up something else. Maybe head over to the produce section and get something that's real. But, no, because of their sway in Washington, they can basically, you know, they have now managed to get it so it just has to be grouped, you know, like natural flavors. But what that natural flavor is oftentimes, like I said, a big grouping of chemicals.
Talking to Doug Inglesby, he's the founder of All-in-One Supplements. I want to tell you about some of the things he does here in a minute, but I've got a number of questions for Doug here, and glad you're joining us today to talk about all these things. How about, now you talked about the natural foods. I'm a big food nut in terms of picking my natural foods, but can natural foods compete with chemically enhanced foods in the marketplace, do you think?
I would say yes, definitely they can. But it's really, I think, what people have to start coming to the realization that, you know, this obesity problem that they may have or the health problems that they may have oftentimes has to do with the fact that, you know, they're not getting the vitamins, the minerals, the antioxidants, the nutrition that they really need, because their bulk of the food that they're eating is fast food or processed food or microwave food. And these things they have calorie content. They're very high in calories, but oftentimes they're, you know, almost devoid of nutrition. And so people are going around with very low grade nutritional deficiencies, and this is one of the things that causes cravings. You know, I always like to tell the story that, you know, when a person has a sweet craving, you know, what's up with that? You know, where did it come from, and why are you having it? Well, if we kind of, you know, stop the clock and sped back 200 years, if you had a sweet craving, where would you go? What would you do? You know, you'd find a handful of grapes, you'd find an apple, you'd find a peach, a banana, you'd find, you know, maybe even some vegetables, you'd find something that had natural sugars in it, but those natural sugars would also be, you know, in the same area where there were vitamins and minerals and amino acids and nutrients that your body needs. So the trigger mechanism in the system is right. I mean, it's saying go get something sweet, but the problem is now we flash forward the 200 years, and the choices we can get are big sodas and candy bars.
And hey, Doug, hold that thought right there. We've got to take a mandatory break right here. Talking to Doug Inglesby, founder of All-in-One Supplements. We'll come back and talk to Doug about this and a lot more. Fresh up your coffee. I'll be right back on the Common Sense Radio Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun Contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun Contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun Contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We talk a lot about basic health on this show, and I'm concerned, and I hope you are too. Recent Gallup poll shows that 63% of adults are either overweight or obese, and this is increasing by 2 or 3 million a year, and being obese can shorten your lifespan by as much as 5 years. Look, 5 years is a long, long time. That's not short. You want to give up 5 years of your life just because of bad eating habits? I think it's crazy, but some people just head in that direction. My guest here on the show today is Doug Inglesby. He's got a great website, www.all/one, spell out ALL/ONE.com, and we're going to talk about some of his products and nutrition here in particular. But, Doug, that's a startling Gallup poll figure that we've got two-thirds of Americans who are now overweight, obese, and they're losing 5 years of their life. Is there a wake-up call out there? I mean, I know you're trying, and I talk about it, but you would think that, and I guess, and I wish you'd comment on this, it used to be that, you know, maybe you're a good athlete, and you did fine till you were 35 or 40, then you became the couch potato, and so older people got obese. We got a huge problem with kids today, don't we?
All right. I mean, you have kids that are 8 years old that are pre-diabetic now. I mean, it's really a serious problem. And, you know, I was doing a show in California, and the host came on, and we were talking about this just this subject, and he said he had just watched a rerun of one of the old game shows, like What's My Line or something like that, and they scanned the audience. And his comment was, we were skinny back then. And, you know, when I first got into this, Jim, I worked with Emmanuel Sharaskin. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he was a wonderful nutritional researcher. And he would go on and on about the downfall of sugar and how there's too much sugar. But, you know, sugar, as bad as it is, you can convert it into energy. It will flip into energy. You can burn it as an energy calorie. Now, when you do, if it's refined sugar, it will take vitamins and minerals with it. So it's not the best way to get energy, but it will convert to energy and burn up. Now, starting in about I think it was in the 90s, there were some Japanese scientists who came up with this enzyme, and they could basically take throwaway corn. Now, this is corn that they was so low grade that they wouldn't even feed it the animal and livestock foods. And they came up with this enzyme, and they cracked it, and they created this very extremely high, very concentrated sweet product called high fructose corn syrup. Now, it was very inexpensive. It was very sweet. You could use less of it. So it was at all the food manufacturers, and I mean all of them. I mean the people that put sugar in salad dressings, the people that put it in ketchup and mustard, you know, let alone the soft drinks and all the things that you know are sweet, started going with this high fructose corn syrup. Now, it's my feeling, and I think the research is bearing it out, that for some reason, high fructose corn syrup cannot convert into energy. The only thing that it can do is go to storage fat. And that's why, as a nation, from the 90s on, really, is when it started happening. You can almost draw a straight line from when this material started making it into the food chain. We started getting fatter and fatter and fatter. And I think it has a lot to do with it. You know, the other day I was in a restaurant, and there was a ketchup bottle, and had a big banner across that said, contains no high fructose corn syrup. Or if you flip on your TV, you'll see an ad that says, you know, high fructose corn, you know, the dancing music, and this corn syrup's really good, and it's just, you know, when they start running ads like that, or products start saying contains no, the word's getting out. But I think that, you know, combined with a lot of these flavoring agents and coloring agents, it's what's been tricking people into eating food that is really bad for you. And it's going to cause, how do you basically say, you know, kids are diabetic? When I was a kid, it was someone's great aunt. One person you knew that was diabetic, and it took years and years to get to the point where the pancreas was hammered that hard. Not anymore.
No doubt about it. Doug, now let's talk about a little nutrition. I think I can speak for you. I'm certainly going to speak for me. I just don't think that eating, particularly with the chemicals you don't even know about, is enough. You've got to put some supplements in your body. And first of all, I think a lot of our listeners have heard about the nutrition bar Tiger's Milk. You see that in every nutrition store around the country. Your family actually invented and put that together and market Tiger's Milk. Is that correct?
Right, right. So my dad did the first nutrition candy bar. It was back in the early 60s, actually, that it came out. It was a little ahead of its time. I mean, especially when you think that this year the nutrition candy bar category will sell upwards of $3 billion in sales. So, but he was always kind of ahead of his time, and that was okay. He worked with a nutritionist, Adele Davis. Actually, that was her name. That Tiger's Milk was something that she'd put in her one of her books, and he said, can we use it? And she said, sure, I don't mind. And so they basically took this mix of, it was yeast and molasses and all these really good things that they put in. And you know, the original bars were a lot more nutritious than the ones that's out there now, but, you know, such is life.
No doubt about it. Now, we don't have a lot of time left, but all in one. Now, I put a protein shake together. I mix it every morning. I put fruit in there, and I put some juices in there, a little fat-free yogurt. But you got to have the basis. Now, you also have to have your own high-protein powder you can acquire as part of all in one, don't you?
Yeah, all one was basically to solve the problem of people having to take handfuls of pills. My dad wanted to create a product that was just pure nutrition, didn't have any flavoring, didn't have any sweeteners. We let you make the choice what kind of juice you want to sweeten it with. And when you shake it up in your morning juice, or in your case, Jim, if you put it into your blender drink, you're getting a good dose of the B vitamins, vitamin E, vitamin D, the full spectrum. So you don't have to take a multiple vitamin on top of taking the protein shake and then grabbing the pills. It's right there, and it's all in one, actually, as they say, hence the name.
I spend a lot of money on individual vitamins because I don't know. I figure, well, if they're water soluble, they'll go out of my system, but it seems like I spend an awful lot of money just to kind of throw up protections. I'm not sure what I'm doing it for, and so you're making the case you can do it all just in one unit with one drink, right?
Right. And, you know, even if the water-soluble vitamins spill over a little bit, when you get that bright urine color when you take a good multiple supplement, you know, if you go through life and that's the case, you're taking it like that, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's some stress, you know, the phone rings and your kids crash the car or something happens like that, the next time you urinate, it's actually going to be clear. And that's because your body needed those B vitamins, those vitamins that fight stress at that point. So having that over is just good. It's like having, you know, money in your bank account that you can draw on when you need it. So it's a little bit over is okay. And, to be nutritionalized is okay because, you know, it's so hard, as we've been talking about on this show, to get the vitamins from the foods that we eat.
Doug, great, great presentation. The website's all-one, www.all-one.com. Find more about Doug and the product. Hey, thanks for spending some time with us today. You have a good weekend. Let's talk again in a couple of months, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. Have a great day, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. Just trying to stay healthy, what I'm trying to do. I want to be right. I don't want to give up those 5 years. I want to eat better, stay a little healthier. Hope you do, too. Come back and talk about caregivers, an important topic right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
I told you earlier we're going to talk about the role of the caregiver. So many people, as we get older, I know, and I'm sure you know, who spend a good part of their lives caring for a loved one, someone who's elderly, who's disabled, who needs help. And there can be some tremendous pressures on that caregiver. You want to be able to correspond with other people, and you want to carry on a life yourself. I've read, for example, some startling statistics about how many caregivers pass away before their loved ones they're caring for actually passes away. Interesting new book out right now by Debbie Stewart. She's my guest on the show right now. And she writes about things that caregivers should do in her book that is called I Care to Share. Debbie, glad you joined us here on the Common Sense Show today.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Now, you live in St. Louis. Debbie, where's your home?
No, I live in Lathrop, Missouri, just north of Kansas City and north of Liberty.
Oh, good. We've got a lot of listeners listening to us right now at KCXL, 1140 a.m. in Kansas City, Missouri. I was born in Kansas City, Missouri. I know that area well, and so glad to have you join us from up that way. Debbie, tell us, we've had several very poignant segments on this show where I've opened up the phone lines. We've had lots of caregivers call in and talk about the tremendous burdens, and they're trying to do their very, very best. And you raise some interesting questions in your book. Before we do, though, I think for those who maybe are not yet caregivers, and it could be that every one of us at some point in our lives is going to be caregivers, there really is an awful lot of stress on a caregiver, isn't there?
Oh, there definitely is. It's a great responsibility and done out of love, but there is a great deal of stress and responsibility there, and it takes a toll. 23% of family caregivers in the survey from the National Family Caregivers Association, 23% of those noted that their health had turned to fair or poor after 5 years of providing care. So it does take a toll, especially if the caregiver doesn't prioritize getting time for themselves and having their own life also.
Yeah, and that's a real key. I think that you've got to still live your life, and you don't give up the care for your loved one, but you say, look, if I don't work in some time to look out for me and kind of stay involved in my community and find some things for my way of tuning out and relaxing, then I'm not going to be an effective caregiver. I'm going to deteriorate as an effective caregiver. And as I said, I was startled by the studies I've seen where many caregivers don't outlive the person they're care for because of all the stress and pressure.
And that's very true. Many of them don't go to the doctor as often as they should because, you know, let's face it, if they worry about being away from their loved one they're taking care for and then there has to be an arrangement to get someone to come in and be there, a respite care while they are gone, and by the result of not going to doctors, sometimes they're not getting that early diagnosis and preventative care. Some report that 63% report that they have poorer eating habits than their non-caregiver friends and that their exercising is mainly with their caregiving responsibilities and not the healthy exercising and movement and so forth that they would have if they weren't in the caregiving role. So there's lots of aspects of their health that suffer when they have single focus and responsibility. And often this comes at a time in their life, elderly people, when their physical stamina isn't the greatest. And there's a higher incidence of depression in caregivers also, which, you know, dealing with someone who is loved very dearly, whose health is deteriorating, is enough to cause some depression. And then the stress and responsibility of giving the care for that person even attributes to it more. So it is a big problem and one that caregivers need to pay attention to, just like you were saying, that their mental health is going to depend on getting the breaks and socializing with healthy people, being around children, being around their relatives, getting the chance to take a break, and trusting that someone can come in and provide care while they are getting that mental health, and a diversion from the caregiving. And it takes trust for that because it is hard to hand things over. I've been an educator, and it's hard just to bring a substitute in for the classroom for a day. It takes a lot of preparation and everything, and I think the same is true for caregivers. My mother was a caregiver for my father, and she would not leave him with anyone's family. And all our family were working. And as a result, she spent a lot of time at home just with him without getting that mental health and having friends. And then when Dad passed, she had no friends left.
Right.
And now she has to remake a total life of her own. Had she have continued to interact with the friends, maybe on a reduced amount of time, she would have had friends after Dad passed, but hasn't really ever gotten her life back. I wrote this book, I Care to Share. It's a fill-in manual where you fill in the care and the routines and the preferences of your loved one you're giving care for. And it's down to their hour by hour, what you do during the day, the foods and how they like them prepared, how they get a shower and what they like on their bedside, safety measures, what doors need to be locked, lights on and off, these little bitty details that make a difference in the peace of mind for the caregiver when they're away. I've had people who have purchased the book contact me and say, you know, this has made it much easier for me to go ahead and go out to eat with a friend or to go on a weekend trip and have my daughter or hire someone that we trust through an agency to come in and be with my husband or my wife. And that being because all these details are down here, they're not getting the calls right and left. What do I do now? What should I do? How do I handle this? Or I'm getting resistance from the person. You know, how can I get around this? It's all in this book, and it's filled in by the caregiver in advance.
Yeah, and it would apply. it would apply, you know, even if, and particularly say that the caregiver wasn't able to be a caregiver anymore, need one themselves, the next person along who took over would have a roadmap in terms of, how to care for that person. So it reaches a couple of levels that I thought was important, and I like the idea. I always knew that you trained, you know, you passed on the information, but never thought about writing it all down along those lines. That just seems like it makes good sense.
And there are, you know, several things out there. The medical is often documented, even as much as just prescription and bottle and things you bring home from the hospital, you know, those sort of things. Or if they're on a breathing machine, there's directions for that. But these routines that a caregiver establishes and what their loved one expects are very, very important to both the caregiver and the loved one. And somebody comes in and does things entirely different, it takes, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 days or longer to get the loved one who's receiving the care back acclimated to the routine again. Sometimes the people receiving care are much like, like autism or some of the situations with children where the routine is so very important. It's the one thing they have control over and count on in their life. And when the caregiver, their loved one, the caregiver leaves, that's a change in itself to have somebody different, even if it's a family member, have somebody different with them giving care and providing meals and so forth. That's enough of a change. Then if that person isn't able to do it much the same way the caregiver had done it, then that creates even more change, and it can create resistance.
Dr. Stewart, let me hold off. I've got to take a little break here right now. I want to tell our listeners we're talking to Dr. Debbie Stewart. Her book is I Care to Share. Debbie, let me ask you this. Do you have your own website?
Yes.
As far as how to order the book. Go ahead.
I Care to Share. .net.
Okay, good.
That has information about the book. Also have a Facebook page.
All right, let me take a break right now. Let me take a break right now. We'll come right back and talk to Dr. W. Stewart right after this message on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at thehandycity.com. That's thehandycity.com. I'll say it again, thehandycity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you like cow's milk, You'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're talking about being a caregiver. So many Americans and so many people all over the world care for a loved one who can't take care of themselves. And Dr. Debbie Stewart's written a fascinating book called I Care to Share, how you can gather information about that person you're caring for to help those that help you. Doc, let me ask you this question. This is not really directly on the subject, but you, with your background in this, I've had some caregivers raise this question to me. We've talked about it in the show before, in fact, where you say the caregiver has to have a life, has to have some friendships. Well, how would you respond to this caregiver situation? The caregiver is the person that the caregiver is caring for maybe has a serious case of Alzheimer's, 60 years old, does not have any idea who the caregiver is. And so the caregiver is devoted to, maybe you're married to the loved one you're taking care of. And so that person could live for 20 years. Now, you're trying to have a life yourself, and we all want companionship. This is a tough one, but what should that person do? Should they look for another companion during that time? I guess that's an individual choice. It's probably not a fair question to you because it's not really a medical or decision. It's got to be your own choice. But I've had a number of people say that, they just don't want to just shut down the rest of their life. And I've had either examples. I've had people call me on this show and say that they have a partner, a new partner, and the two partner has joined that person, the caregiver, in caring for the loved one. And so those are tough choices sometimes you have to make, don't you, if you want to carry on a life yourself as you continue to be a caregiver.
They are definitely tough choices, and you're right, they're very individual. I think that you have to stop examining a few things, and some of those are the situation of the loved one who has Alzheimer's, where that in the progress of that of their Alzheimer's, only their spouse knows them well enough to know what they would want for the caregiving spouse. And I think a lot of people would say, well, they'd want their spouse to go ahead and enjoy life if they had Alzheimer's or had some sort of health issue that was such that they weren't able to continue to function and be the emotional partner that they had been. So only the caregiver knows what their loved one would have wanted, and I think they need to look at that and think about that, because that may, they may draw strength from that, too, as to what, you know, if they know their loved one would want them to go on and have a quality life, I don't believe they should feel they have slighted their loved one by seeking friendships, and caring and getting a life for themselves and keeping a life for themselves, as long as obviously their loved one is receiving quality care, either from them or someone that they know will be responsible care, as far as whether they seek someone to be that companionship, as in, you know, the role like their spouse had performed when they were not, when they hadn't had Alzheimer's. That's so much an individual choice, and everybody's morals and their knowing what their loved one would want, knowing what their values are, all of that. And sometimes they may find, I think people throughout their life, their situations change what they normally would think. That maybe when they were, you know, 50 and healthy and everything, they'd think, oh, this would never, I'd never be at that point. But again, loneliness and isolation is one of the chief problems for caregivers. In fact, it is the number one in the National Family Care Survey. It was the number one issue that caregivers said they felt was a sense of isolation. And add that to the higher rate of depression in elderly. You know, they do have the, you know, the right to have emotional stability and have friendships and close connections, and who and where they choose those, I think is very much a decision they have to make. But I think they should draw power in that as long as their loved one is getting quality care and they still love their loved one, that they have to do what's best for their situation.
Good point.
So I kind of skirted question.
No, I think you're right.
It's a very individual choice.
Yeah, it is an individual choice, but it's an important choice. I walked into a hardware store. I lived down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I went into a hardware store. We had talked about this subject on local radio, and I'd also talked about it here on the Common Sense Show. And a big old burly guy is helping me there, you know, big muscular, 250 pounds, real rough, tough guy. And he looked at me and he said, "You're Jim Brown, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes." He says, "I heard your show." He said, "My wife has Alzheimer's and I'm a caregiver for her. And you made the point that I've got to obviously be devoted to her, but I've also got to look after my own life." And he started talking to me. He said, "You made such a point." This big old burly guy breaks down in tears and sits down and cries like a baby over this very difficult situation. And it really hit home to him. And so the importance of your book makes a big, big difference. The book is I Care to Share. You can get it on www.icaretoshare.net with Dr. Debbie Stewart.
It's also on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, too.
Okay, well, good. All those websites, you can pick it up or go to those stores. Again, I Care to Share. And, well, Debbie, it's a important subject, and I, excuse me for being so personal, Dr. Stewart, but in any event, I appreciate your talking to us about it, and I hope folks will get that book. I like the idea. Again, I've talked about this so many times, but I never really thought about basically putting everything down in writing that affects your loved one so that if you do leave, you got the information there for them to go through. And if something happens to you where you're disabled or you're away extendedly, it's just a guide that can make the caring for the loved one so much easier. And so I think it's very, very important. So, well, Doc, good luck to you with the book. And I'll tell you, I'd like to call you back in a couple of months. Let's do a follow-up on it. And I'm sure I'll get a lot of reaction from my listeners. And so we'll touch base then. That'd be okay?
That was fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Good talking to you. Dr. W. Stewart, again, the book is I Care to Share. The website for hers to order it, find out more about what she's saying, www.icaretoshare.net. And I'll be glad to hear your personal story about being a caregiver, looking out for your loved one. You can email me. My email address, my initials for Jim Brown, my initials are jb@jimbrownusa.com. That's jb@jimbrownusa.com. We don't think about that maybe if we're a little younger, but at some point in time, we all may find it necessary to either be a caregiver or be cared for by others. And so documenting that information and the tough struggle we're having, gosh, I sure hope and pray we can find a cure for Alzheimer's in particular. That problem seems to be growing so much more, and we've had several folks on the show. I raised that question about maybe finding another companion, and we had the CBS News correspondent on the show here a couple of months ago whose wife had Alzheimer's, got it at 55. She was, I think, in her 60s and physically was in good shape, but she had no idea who he was, could not recognize him in any way. He just was irrelevant to her life. He went to see her regularly, finally put her into a home and was there visiting with her all the time. But and I think his wife's mother-in-law came to him and said, look, we've talked about this in the family, and, you know, you've got a full life ahead of you. It's just not fair for you not to find a companion. We know that, you know, you've got a lot of love in your heart, and we don't want you to be lonely because you're not going to be as effective a caregiver. And so with the tactic approval of his mother-in-law and his wife's family, he eventually found someone else, didn't divorce his wife. He says, I'll never divorce my wife, but what I'll do is bring her into our extended family. And so the new companion would also go with him to visit his wife. In fact, he was on assignment overseas, he told me, on several occasions. And his companion went to see the wife and bonded with the wife. And there was no recognition, but at least there was social involvement. There was conversation. And they solved that problem there that way. Now, like Dr. Stewart says, that's an individual choice. There's no moral code on that. In terms of how to handle something like that. I'm not sure what the good Lord would suggest to you. You've just got to look into your heart and make your own decision. But whatever you do, being a caregiver is a huge commitment and such an important commitment. Take care of your loved one in time of need when they can't take care of themselves. Again, www.icaretoshare.net, and share your story with me at JB@JimBrownUSA.com. That's JB@JimBrownUSA.com. Look at my website. You'll have some fun things on there. It's JimBrownUSA.com, www.JimBrownUSA.com. You'll see, sign up for weekly columns that I write, and just have a lot of fun looking over my site. I'll add you to the mailing list, and glad to have you as part of the Common Sense Show. Hey, that's our show for the day. Glad you're listening. Have a good week. Talk to you next week, same time, same station, on Jim Brown's Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.